with your permission, Sefer Shmuel Aleph, chapter 8. פרק ח' ספר שמואל. ומדרש says, at a time he was 52 years old. הגמרא אומרת לי קול עם זקן, פרק ח' פסוק א', ספר שמואל. שמואל א'. חכמים says, ויהי כי זקן שמואל, he was not zaken, he wasn't old, just he became old, he was just 52 years old. אומרים את החכמים, הקדוש ברוך הוא made him old. והיה אתם את בניו שופטים מישראל. היה אתם את בניו שופטים מישראל. He made his children judges because he was too old to walk around. Gemara says Shmuel used to walk around Eretz Israel. Since he became so old, he decided to appoint his two children to become judges. Hashem bno avocho Yoel, the oldest one, his name was Yoel, v'shem mishneu Aviyah, the second one, his name was Aviyah, shoftim me'Be'er Sheva. They both sat down in Be'er Sheva, and they're going to be judges in Be'er Sheva. V'lo alchu b'na b'drachav. Navi says, Shmuel writes himself. Shmuel himself writes it. But his children did not go on his path. Ve'yatu acharei Batsa. They leaned towards Batsa. Means Batsa, it means he used to accept money. Ve'yikhu shocha ve'yatu mishpat, also accept bribe and tilted the judge, the tribe. So the Gemara said, whoever is going to say that they really seen, he's making a mistake, because he did not really sin. But really what it meant to be is, since they decided not to go around and judge people, they decided to settle one spot in Be'er Sheva. Therefore they needed a big staff. And because they needed a big staff, they had to hire people. They had to hire people to write decisions, people to bring the people in, some kind of police. Therefore they needed, the overhead was very big and they needed a lot of money. And therefore they were looking for money all the time. So that's what the Navi says, that he did not go on the right path and he did not do the same thing what Shmuel did. So saying, well, it doesn't mean that really they were very bad people and they really, what the Navi says, just comparable to Shmuel, sounds like they took bribes, sounds like they wanted to have money, but the truth of the matter is, that they did not go so much after money, just by comparison to Shmuel, they weren't so good. But Shmuel appointed them in the beginning, and they decided not to follow the path of Shmuel, and they did not continue the same method that Shmuel had to run around and judge people. They sat down in one spot, and they made like Bedin, like a court in Be'er Sheva, and since they made Bedin in Be'er Sheva, everybody had to come to Be'er Sheva. This was already one bad thing, that Be'er Sheva was the edge of Eretz Israel, it's not in the center. At the time Be'er Sheva was the border of Eretz Israel, Midam Bar Be'er Sheva. Since it was on the edge of the Navi, everybody had to come down there, they had to come over there, so they already made the business big. And therefore they had to raise a lot of money and always look to support and to supply enough things for the Bedin, for the court, with staff, with the other things that they needed. Therefore the Navi said they weren't on the right path of Shmuel. They all came to Shmuel to his town Rama. You're too old. You're too not on your path. Now please appoint a king. We want to have a king. He should judge us like all the nations around us. Since the children are not the right judges, we want a king. And the king is going to do it. ויראת אבא בני שמואל כאשר אמרו, שמואל was upset. And they said, תנה לנו מלך ושופטינו, give us a king to judge us. Excuse me, ויתברר שמואל השם, שמואל was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, that הקדוש ברוך הוא should answer him what to tell them. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It only says that he is upset and wants to have a king. So the question is, what's the alternative? If the children are no good and he is too old, what's the alternative? So why is he upset? Shmuel is upset already that they ask and he is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to tell them. Imashim HaShmuel, sentence 6, with your permission, sentence 7, I'm sorry. Vayom HaShem HaShmuel, Shema B'kol HaAm. Listen to them. כל השם אומר לך. Listen what they say. כי לא אותך מעצות כי אותי מעצו ממוחרת. It's not that they don't want you. They don't want me. תן לנסה שכל המעצים אשר עשו מיום על אותי אותם מצרה ועד יום הזה ויעזוני ועבדו אלוהים אחים. Since I took them out of Egypt, until today they always lead me and they worship עבודה זרה. כן, הם עושים גם לך, they also do it to you. They say they want to have a king. The question is, what does it mean? It's not true. Right now, the last 20 years, they were very good. Shmuel judged them. They were very good. Now Shmuel is too old. So the opposite, they want somebody to do it. So Hashem said, no, they don't mean well. What do you mean they don't mean well? The Navi just said before that the true children of Shmuel, they don't behave the same way Shmuel did. Therefore they came and they said, we want somebody else. If the children were good, they wouldn't have any complaint. So they want somebody. So they said, we want another person. So Hashem said, no, they're not good. They really mean that they don't want you, they don't want me, they don't want anybody else. It's not true. They really mean they want somebody good. Hashem knows they don't, but the question is, where does it say in the Pesukim that they want something not so good, or they want just to rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they don't like Shmuel? That really doesn't say anything. He's really old. He understood, Shmuel understood that the children do not behave well. Doesn't say that he argued with the people. And the people came and they told him that the children do not behave well, he did not argue back. Hashem made Shmuel very old in order for him to die quickly. The reason is later, because the Gemara said later, Hashem did not want Shmuel to see the falling of the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech, that Shmuel is going to appoint Shaul, and Hashem did not want Shmuel to see how Shaul is going to die. Because the first king that he's going to appoint is going to die, Hashem wanted Shmuel to be in Gan Eden when this thing is going to happen. So therefore Shmuel is going to die very quickly. But they write what they want. They want to have a king because they want somebody to be instead of Shmuel. The children are not good, they want somebody. Hashem said, no.
They want a leader.
Well, why don't they need them? Shmuel was a leader now for the last 20 years. He led them very nicely, and they all worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but no Avodah Zarah. Now he appointed the two children, the children don't behave, so they want somebody else. What's wrong with it? So only say that your children are not good. If the children would be good, they would agree.
Hashem
אומר שהם לא בסדר. Hashem אומר לשמואל, הם לא בסדר.
הילדים שלו?
לא, בני אישן, לא את הילדים.
לא אישן, תמיד יש פה...
Hashem אומר שהעם לא בסדר.
העם לא בסדר.
מה לא בסדר? הם צודקים. איפה כתוב פה שלא משהו לא בסדר?
גם לפני ישראל, זה לא תגיד
אנשים
סתם להסתכל. הילדים של שמואל קיבלו
שוחד. וגם כן הגמרא אומרת לא שוחד, הגמרא אומרת אסור להגיד את זה. הגמרא אומרת זה לא ממש שוחד, הגמרא אומרת זה רק מלכו אחרי הכסף שהיו צריכים לשלם את כל ההוצאות שלהם. הגמרא אומרת שהוא טועה מי שאומר שזה הפירוש בפסוק.
קורטפי,
כן. קורטפי, ג'אפי, פוליסי.
כן.
אז נהלת ההנה. Right. But that's what the mistake. מין comparable to שמואל, בשביל לשמואל זה לא טוב. שמואל had no expenses, שמואל just went for nothing. And the judge all of Israel from city to city. And then he didn't do it, they settled in באר שבע. כמו חכמים צדי שלא נסת in באר שבע, which is settled in the center of Israel at the time. Not everybody should come all the way down to Beersheba. But the children may be not good, the way the Navi says. But Am Yisrael is right, I mean, his kingdom is right, Am Yisrael is right, they want somebody good. So they said they want to have a king, so what's wrong with that? But Hashem is saying that they are going to do so-called Avodah Zarah by having a king. The truth of the matter is, when you read the Sefer Melachim, constantly Am Yisrael, almost all the time, were very bad at the deed of Avodah Zarah, even though with the leadership of the king. But Hashem is angry that request that they're asking for a king is wrong, because they want the companions, they want to do Avodah Zarah. ואתה אתם תנסנם ודיר פרמישן נשמע בקולם listen what they ask אך כי העת העיד בהם והגעת להם משפט המלך השם מחלם listen to them it's not good, so why השם said to listen to them? to them don't listen to them השם should have said to שמואל no, it's the wrong thing the שמואל comes to השם and said they want a king השם said no, no, no they really mean bad thing they want to do something bad but listen to them, maybe listen to them If it's not good, Hashem should have said, don't listen to them. If Hashem is blaming Am Yisrael for that request, for that reason what they want, Hashem should have told Shmuel, tell them no. Why Hashem said to listen to them? Hashem said to Shmuel, tell them yes, you quite appoint the king, but אחר כעת העיד בהם, but also warn them. לדעת עליהם משפט המלך השם אוכלם tell them exactly what the king is going to do to them so Hashem gave him instructions and he said Shmuel is going to give the instructions to Am Yisrael יום השמואל sent and sent with the permission it's called דברי Hashem אל העם Shmuel came back to the nation and told him yes I spoke to Hashem Hashem told me okay but Hashem told me also to tell you what is going to happen with that thing השואלים אל העם, השואלים איתו מלך, whoever asked for a king is going to tell them yes, השם agreed and hear what the king is going to do. Sentence 11, ומזה משמעת המלך, השם לא חלכם. If you want to have a king, that's going to be the rule of the king. אבניכם מכך, first he's going to take your voice, your children, the voice is some of my כפתור, he's going to put them on his chariot, of our shav, he's going to ride the horses in front of him, ורד זה מי כפתור, he's going to run in front of him. That's the first thing he's going to do. The second thing, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's going to take the children and he's going to make them officers in the army. ולחרוש חרישו, they're going to have to plow in his fields, ולקצור צירו, to harvest his grain, ולעשות כלי מלחמתו, to make all the ammunition, וכלי רכבו, all the chariots, לבנותיכם מכך, then he's going to take your daughters, לרקחות, לטבחות ולעופות, to be maids, let's call hakachot. Tabachot means they're going to cook, and of what they're going to be bakers. Pezotichem etachmechem, the fields, and the vineyards, vezetichem, the place you have olives, atovim, itach. He's going to take it away from you. Etatan lavodam, he's going to take the field, and he's going to give it to his slaves. He's going to take 10%, whatever you're going to seed, whatever you're going to plant in the vineyard, you take 10%. He's going to give the 10% to his servants. He's going to take your slaves and your maids, he's going to take the boys, the good boys, and the donkeys. He's going to do it forever he needs. Sounds like with your permission, it sounds like Brezhnev, Russia. Tumchem Yato is going to come to your cattle and he's going to take 10% of your cattle, of your sheep. But then you don't have a deal, you're going to be his slave. With Akhtem Bible, Mishnim Al-Kechem Hashem Echartem Lachem, at the end, you're going to start screaming his own warning. Really, Hashem is not going to answer you. So that's the condition. You want it? Fine. This is the picture of this king. That's what he's going to do to you. When you hear such a thing, I mean, if you believe the God, and that's what you ask him, you ask him to give you a king, and he comes back with an answer, and says, that's the way the king is going to do. So of course, the common sense says, thank you very much. He doesn't want this God. So instead, he says, Manu Am Yishma Mekol Shmuel, they don't listen to him. They will not. We want to have a king. Don't even ask a king. He told you that that king is going to take all your fortune and take your children, and you're going to be a slave, and then you're going to scream to Hashem, you don't want him, and Hashem will not listen to you. And you believe the guy Shmuel, because they came to Shmuel to appoint a king. So if it paints the picture this way, of course you should say no. I said, yes, we won't. What do you mean? Sounds like masochism. What can this boy? How can it be? Heinu gam anachnu b'chol ha'goyim, we want to be like all the nations around us, v'shvatanu malkenu, our king is going to judge us, v'yasa lefanim, he's going to go in front of us, v'chamad v'chamotenu, he's going to fight for us. He's not going to fight for you. You're going to fight, I mean, just he's going to be the leader maybe, so. But what do you need a king for? What do you need a king? Why come you didn't make an election. She make an election, she make a government, she make a parliament, Knesset. There will be one guy, and you don't know which tribe is going to come from. How do you know you're going to agree for him? Maybe he'll come and say, I'm the king. And everybody says, no, he's not good. We don't want him. That's happened in the end. That they didn't want him. Constantly, I'm still did not want him. Some of us, we don't want the king. Ishma Shmuel, he called Ibrahim and Ramazan Hashem. Shmuel heard, they said they still want to have a king, even though he described what the king is going to do. He said, yes, we want it. So when Ibrahim was there, Hashem, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, they want to have a king. Ibrahim Hashem, Shmuel, Ishma B'Kolam, listen to them, Natanai Melech, appoint the king. Not so why Hashem agreed. Hashem said, no, if you tell them no king, if it's so bad, if it is Gzerah, at the end it says, you can scream to Hashem, and you want Hashem to take away the king, Hashem will not listen to you. So if Shmuel said that's what Hashem said, so Hashem should have said, no, do not appoint. If somebody asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu something bad to happen to him, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do it. So we have the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. And of course, if a son is asking his father to do something bad, the father will not do it to him. Here Hashem is saying it's a very bad thing. And he says, Shmuel, listen to them. You mean listen to them? It's very bad. Shmuel said to the people, go each way you go to the house, we'll find out soon who is going to be the king. I'm going to choose somebody for you. All the Chavim asked the same question. This is one of the mitzvot aseh that we have in the Torah, Shem Tassim Alech HaMelech. It says in the Torah, Kitavu El-Aret, if you come to Eretz Israel and you say, I want to have a king, it is mitzvot aseh to make a king. I said, how come in the Torah it doesn't say the whole thing? The Torah doesn't say that the king is going to do this, going to do that. Is it true? The Machlok is among the Chachamim. Is it true what Shmuel just said? Or this was just a threat, or just a phony statement that he wants them to back up and not to ask for a king. Maloka in the Gemara, but Halacha in the Rambam is that that's what the king is going to do. It has the authority, the permission, the power to do whatever he wants. He can do the Maloka among the Chachamim if he can do it exactly the way it says, or just a little bit the way it says. So Chachamim said it has a power. When I say the king has a power to come to you, to your house and take the house away from you, to make a street over your territory, over your property, to take the children, to take the field, anything he wants he can do. So I mean, to prove from the Tanakh he doesn't have exactly that power, but he has the power to take percentage without asking you. He can come to you. He says he's going to come with his soldiers. He takes 10% of whatever you have. It's like Maaseh, we give the Levi 10%. The king has the power to take 10% of your fortune without asking you. So Chachamim said not only the 10%, he can take even the field itself. And whatever you have, he can just take anything he wants. Even if it doesn't say in the Torah, the Chachamim said, yeah, that's the halakha. But again, it says in the Torah, that the mitzvah does say, if you want to make a king, you make a king. It doesn't say that in the Torah, the all these things it says over here. Only says what the king can do for himself. It doesn't say what he can do to the nation. Here it says what he can do to the nation. And Shmuel is upset, Hashem is upset, and again, it's the mitzvah does say, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a king, since we come to Israel, we can have a king. Chapter 9, sentence from the Jewish Mishnah. Ve'ish ben Yamin, Shmo Kish ben Aviel, ben Tzoror, ben Bechorat, ben Afiach, ben Ish, Yemini, Gibor Chai. The person, his name was Kish. Kish ben Aviel, and he was from Shem ben Yamin, ve'lo aya ben, and that guy, Mr. Kish had a son. Shmo Shaul, Bachuto, very good boy, ben Ish, ben Yitzchel, to Menelo, there's nobody better than him. Mishikmo, ve'mala, gavor, mikol ha'am. And if you want to compare it to anybody, he is higher than anybody else. But the word not to know the Kish of Yishavu. But the word not to know the Kish of Yishavu, Kish had some donkeys that were lost. The young Kish of Yishavu, no, Kach itcha et echad ha-manarim, Kish told his son, Shaul, go take one of the boys, v'kum lech makesh tachem of dog, look, find the donkeys. V'yavo be'ar Ephraim, they went to look in the mountain in the territory of Ephraim, v'yavo be'ar Shalisha, in another territory it's called Shalisha, v'lo matzahu, they could not find the donkeys. V'yavo be'ar Shalim, in a different place, v'ayin, they couldn't find it. They go back to Benjamin Matzah, the pass, the whole territory of the tribe of Benjamin. They cannot find the donkeys. Hem abau be'er Tzuf, they came to the city. The dead city is called Tzuf. Tzuf, the Gemara says it means from the word Sofet, from the word Navi. They came to the town around the town which Shmuel Navi was living at. Shaul amar naho Hashemu alcha v'nashuva. Shaul tells his boy that came along with him, let's go back. When you start, you mean I said of my father, he's going to forget about the donkeys. He's going to worry about us. Where are we? Let's go back home. The Yom HaLor, the boy tells him, "Inin ha'ish Elohim ba'ir hazot." There's a Navi over here that lives around here. Va'ish nefat kol asher yedaber bo yavo. Whatever he says, is going to come. Ata na'o lecha ne'lcha sham. Let's go to the Navi, to the holy man. Then you are like, maybe they tell us, where are the donkeys? We're looking for the donkeys. We ask the rabbi, the rabbi will say where the donkeys are. Shaul tells the boy, we're going to go to him. Man avi la'ish, we have to bring him something. Ki alechem azal, there's no more bread. We kill him in our dishes. We have nothing to give him. Like to give him something. We're going to bother him and ask him, let's give him something. They say, but now I'm not a show, but I'm in 70 Rebbe Shekel Kesef. I have one penny. The guy doesn't, he doesn't need money, but you know, he just to show him appreciation. So I have a penny in my pocket, and Natati Laish, Nisha Elokim, Vigilon Dakeno. He gives his penny to this rabbi, and the rabbi is going to tell us where the donkey. The Fanim in Israel, this was used to be in the beginning, Kor Amar Aish Belafel with Rosh Elokim, Lokum and Elchada, they used to say, let's go to see that person that has the ability to see. Kila Navi Ayomi Kare Lefanim Aroe. Whatever is called Navi used to be called before the guy that knows how to see things. Emashal Naarot Tov Varcha says, very good, told his servant, very good. Lecha Nelecha, let's go. I will go ask where the donkeys are. Elchu El Ha'ir Asher Sham Yishai Elokim, they go and they ask, they're going to find the holy man to find him where the donkeys are. Hema Olim Emaale Ha'ir, they're walking up. Vinem Ha'matzu Na'ot Yisrael Shemaim, Na'ot Yisrael Shemaim, they see some girls going to draw some water from the well, but Yemru La'em Ha'ish Vasei Ha'ores, they ask the girls, is there anybody over here, a holy man, that knows what's going on? But Anena Otam Atamar Na'ine, yes. Hine Lepanecha Ma'er. Says he just came today. Today they're going to sacrifice something, and he is going to sacrifice. When you come inside the town, to find it. Before he goes up to the mizbeach, to the altar, to slaughter that animal for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, was no mizbeach. So he's the Gemara said, whoever wanted. Could have made an altar for himself, and he made an altar, and he's going to sacrifice. And the that nation, the Am Yisrael used to wait for him, and he used to come, he used to slaughter. It's called Korban Shlamim, and then the sacrifice to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, half the fat, and the rest everybody divided and ate the meat. If first he says a bracha, because it's on the Korban, when you eat the Korban, you say bracha, eating says bracha, acharech yichlu akruim, and everybody's going to eat. Now, alu ki oto, ki hayom temtaunato. You're going to find him today. Vayalu ha'ir, they came upstairs, vayayim ha'bayim etoch ha'ir, they're coming into the town, v'nei Shmuel yose likatam lado amah. They see Shmuel is coming, and he's going towards the altar, he's going to sacrifice the sheep. But they don't recognize him. But they see somebody is walking over there, and they're walking together with everybody else. But Hashem galat to Shmuel, Yom Echad Yisrael Moshe Olamo, Hashem told Shmuel one day before, Kaet Machar, tomorrow, this time, Eshlach Aleich HaShmet Binyamin, I'm going to send to you somebody from Binyamin. Umeshachtor Enagid Alam Yisrael, you're going to pour oil on him, and to make him the king of Am Yisrael, Voshia Damim Yad Pishtim, he's going to save Israel from the Pishtim. Ki Reyed Amim Ki Ba'at Kapera, I saw my nation, that his scream came to me. So we see over here, all of a sudden, Hashem, if we may say, changed his attitude. Before Hashem said that the king is going to be very bad, and Hashem is going to punish them, if you may say, Hashem is not going to listen to them, and the king is going to be very harsh to them, very bad to them, and Hashem said that they want a king just because they don't want to believe in Hashem. All of a sudden Hashem says that tomorrow this time, I'm going to send you a person from Binyamin, from the tribe of Binyamin, please appoint him to be the king, he's going to save Am Yisrael from Bishtim, because I saw the nation, and that screaming of that nation came to me. So before Hashem said, we don't need him. Now Hashem said to Shmuel, good, you're going to appoint this guy, this guy is going to come from this team. The way you need him. Hashem said before, the whole thing is bad. Now Hashem changed his mind. Shmuel eyed Shaul, and Shmuel looked back, and all of a sudden he sees this guy Shaul behind him. Hashem, says, that's the guy that Hashem told him on the start. You see, this is the guy that he is going to rule Am Yisrael. Shmuel Shmuel, Shaul is walking to Shmuel with Hashar in the gate over there next to that altar. He doesn't recognize him, he doesn't know him. We're asking him, he says, where is the guy that he is the Navi? Where does he live? Shmuel answers him, I am the one. You're looking for me? Talking to the right guy. I can tell you anything you wish. You want to say that Shmuel was punished later, he should not have said that on himself. Please walk up in front of me and you should eat with me. In the morning you stay over here overnight. In the morning I'll send you back. I know what you have in your heart. And I'm going to tell you right now. By the way, already you're looking for donkeys for 3 days, right? Don't even pay attention. They found him already. ולמיכל חמדת ישראל, you think all the good things that Israel has, ענו לך ולכל בית אביך. It belongs to you. He gives him a compliment. And he tells him you should know everything that really Am Israel is looking for, it's yours. But of course, right now I'm talking about the kingdom. He hints to them that he's going to be the king. Says, I am from the tribe Binyamin. And Anochi Mitzkanei Shiftei Yisrael, it says Binyamin is the youngest one from the Shvatim. Binyamin was the younger. Mishpachti Atzira Mikol Shvatim Binyamin. My family, my immediate family is the youngest family. Why are you talking to me that I am the best and I deserve everything? So he comes from Shaul, Shmuel David doesn't even answer him. He takes him and the Etnaro and his servant and his boy, Beviem Nishkata, he brings him back to the room over there, but he tells him Makom Rosh HaKruim. Emakish Roshimish, he gave them a spot, a very important spot among the people. And Shmuel is going to slaughter the sheep. Slaughter the sheep, and Shmuel Atavar, Shmuel told the guy that prepares the food tonight, Amanash and Atati Lach, give me over here the portion. אשר אמרתי אליך, שים אותה עמך, that remember the portion I told you put away, היום אתה מכת השוק, the cook picked up a part of the animal, the עליה, and the top, and the fat on top of it, ויצא לפני שאול, he put in front of שאול. היום הרני אני אשר שים לפניך יכול. He says, sit down over here, whatever is there, put in front of you, eat. כי למועד שמור לך למור העם קראתי, I called everybody, ויוכל שאול עם שמו באמור. They sit down and they eat, ידעו מהבמה העיר ודבר עם שאול על הגג. ושמואל is talking to him, he gives him instructions, he tells him, you're going to be the new king. וישכימו, they got up in the morning, ויקרא לו את השחר, at dawn, ויקרא שמואל לשאול, הגג על אמור, שמואל called him to the roof, he tells him, קומה בשלחך, בשלחך. I'm going to send you. You're going back. ויקום שרון שאול כתב ויצאו שניהם לגרור אלפיים ראשון מלך חוצה לגרור אלפיים ימי יורדים לקצה העיר. They're going toward the end of the city ושמואל אמר לשאול אמור לנער ויבוא לפנינו. Tell the boy to go in front of us. ואתה עמוד כיום השמיעך את בר אלוקים stand over here and I'm going to tell you what השם told me to tell you. And then the next chapter they're going to tell us how he really appointed him to become the king. The question is, what does it really mean, that story? And what does it mean, really, that Hashem is changing his attitude? In the beginning he said, it's not good, now he said, it is good, and he tells Shmuel to go through the whole procedure to appoint Shaul to become a king. Who needs it? If it's not good, it's not good. So who needs the whole thing? And Hashem says to Shmuel, who is going to be the king? Who cares who's going to be? If it's not good, it's not good. You don't have to appoint anybody. That story over here about the donkeys, that Shaul is going to look for donkeys, I mean that's how he's going to become the king. And so if Hashem wants Shaul to become a king, Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Shmuel who is the candidate, and Shmuel is going to go to his town, like we see later that Shmuel is going to appoint David. Hashem tells Shmuel, so Shmuel is going to appoint David. And says Hashem tells Shmuel, go to the house of Ishai, and he tells him, oh, I see this boy, that's the new king. So if Hashem again wants Shaul to become a king, Hashem should have told Shmuel, listen Shmuel, this guy Shaul ben Kish is the new king, he is not Benjamin, why don't you go over there, take the oil, and go for the oil in his head, he's going to become the king. Don't sit down over here and wait, and Shaul is going to look for donkeys, and Shaul is going to come, and Shmuel is going to tell him, listen, you are the best, and here I'm going to appoint you to become a king, you don't worry about the donkeys. He says, you don't appoint king because he went to look for donkeys, or because he came to meet Shmuel here. If Hashem wants him to become a king, Hashem is going to tell Shmuel to be hard to find it. Hashem is going to tell Shaul, go over there. Hashem doesn't have to plan it this way to find the candidate to become the king of Israel. And the third question is, the last question is, what's the purpose of having it in the Tanakh? Why Shmuel wrote this story in the Tanakh? Who cares about it? Who cares how Israel wanted to be king, and the discussion, it is good, it is not good, the children are not good, you have to appoint somebody, but Hashem doesn't want it, Hashem doesn't appreciate it, Shmuel doesn't appreciate it, Hashem wants it, Hashem regrets it, Hashem doesn't like Israel, they're asking for a king. So the Aris says like this. Of course we have a thing, it's called Melech HaMashiach. It's Melech HaMashiach, that's really what is called the king. It's not that we need a king because we want a king to rule us. We want a king to bring us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Melech HaMashiach, what it's called is, this is a special king that is going and bring us towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no such thing that we want to have a king. You don't need a king. You need a king to bring you towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a destination to have a king. If you want to come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you need to do certain things, then you need a king. But if you don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should not have a king, and a king will not help you. A king only is needed for you to reach a stage that you want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Malchut at the end. But it's not the entity of the king that Hashem is looking for. You should not look for it either. A king is just a tool to bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Melech HaMashiach, it's very nice that we're looking for Mashiach, but it's understand Mashiach will have only a job to do. But this is not a destination to have Mashiach. As the Rambam says, the Gemara says, Mashiach is going to collect from Israel, he's going to fight from Amalek, he's going to build Beit HaMikdash. But it's not what you're looking to have Mashiach because you want to have Mashiach. You don't need Mashiach. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory to appear. And Mashiach is the one who is going to bring it. It's called Yimot HaMashiach. But it's not the Mashiach himself. So he says that really at the stage now that Am Yisrael war, the stage of Shmuel HaNavi, this was so-called the last stage of Am Yisrael before Mashiach. And this is really why Shaul was called later as a Mashiach, the first Mashiach that we have. But again, Am Yisrael did not understand it. Am Yisrael did not want the king to bring us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this, you don't need Mashiach. You're close enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Shmuel HaNavi, and you really don't need it. You should have asked Shmuel HaNavi how to build a Tamikdash, how to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not to ask, we want to have a king. You don't need a king. A king is something that's just going to bring you to the stage that you have to get to, but not to have a king. You don't need a king. So if you look in the Navi, in chapter 8, this is sentence 5, they say, Ata sima lanu melech shetinu kichol ha-goyim. They said, we want to have a king to judge us like all the nations. So that's true. That's true. Might be true. Might be that you want to have a king like other nations to judge you. But what you should have said that this also is going to get me to the destination. This is now at the time, there's no Beit HaMikdash, there's no Mishkan, the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed, everybody can slaughter in his backyard, even though that we know there's a big mitzvah to have Beit HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to bring sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bama, on a special altar. The Gemara said that Shiloh was something very comparable to Beit HaMikdash. And Shiloh was destroyed. And here Shmuel is old, and he appointed his children to become judges. They want to have something more stable as a king. And so the king is not a destination, but you should have said to Shmuel that either you want another judge, or if you're talking about a king, it means that you want to have a king. He says, king is true. But you should have said that not only a king, it is you want to build to HaKadosh Baruch Hu house. We see that David HaMelech, the minute that he understood what's going on, after he finished some of the words, he said that he wants to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu house, Beit HaMikdash. And this is one of the things that Am Yisrael neglected when they came to Eretz Yisrael. They just came to Eretz Yisrael, they think that they want to live over there, that they have some courts, they can have some trials, some judges. Says that's not the destination. The destination is the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset as well as Shmuel HaNavi. That question, they don't understand what they want. They have no desire even to build the Beit HaMikdash. So what it means is, that's what Hashem says to Shmuel HaNavi, what it means is those people are not interested in the destination, what really they should look for. They just wanted a king, like the Goyim, they want to have a leader. It says that leadership is nothing. It means they can be under the leadership of that king, and it's not under the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not interested in Beit HaMikdash, and they're going to leave like all the other nations. And Hashem, that's what Shmuel understood, as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, and that Hashem is upset. He said, that's not the reason why you need a leader. It's just an excuse that you want to have something, but this is not something that you should look for. You should not look for Mashiach. You should not look for a king. You should look for Mashiach if Mashiach will get to the destination. But if Mashiach will stay a king, it's nothing. He didn't accomplish anything. So Hashem is telling Shmuel, listen, if they want a king, tell them to have a king, right? But tell them what the king is going to do to them. So what the king is going to do to them is going to give them a hard time. A hard time, it means because you have to be ready to accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the king is going to train you. This is why the king has so much power that can do anything to you, in order for you to understand what it means, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's going to be the tool to bring you toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Shmuel told them, and Shmuel, if we say, expected after this, after they hear such a thing, he says either to say we don't want this guy, or to understand that this is, it's not destination to have a king. King is just a tool. Instead say, no, we want, again, what? We want like the Goyim, he says, we want, if you look at sentence 20, he says, no, we want to be like the Goyim, we want to be like nations, you're judge us, he's going to fight for us. Again, that's not the purpose of the king. The purpose of the king is not to fight for you. The purpose of the king is to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are interested. And then Shmuel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, okay, that's what they want, maybe we'll do it that way. So we'll do it, we'll bring a king, the king is going to give them a hard time, and via the king, maybe they'll come back towards me, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to look to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says, says Ari, that he's going to bring this guy, Shaul HaMelech, that he is in that stage already. That Shaul HaMelech understands that the king is not a destination. So the Gemara says, Chachamim said that Shaul was very humble. Even though that he had a boy, like something like a slave, like a servant coming along, when he talks to him in the plural, like he is like him. So it was very, very humble. The Shaul was specially humble. So it means that humbleness, what it means that guy has so much and the respect that he has for his father, only shows that he understands the destination. He said, he's the best one. He's the best one to be the king, because he knows that kingdom is not for the matter of the king. This is the matter how close you can be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what David is going to tell you, that they're looking for the donkeys, and the boy is going to tell him, there is over here, there is a Navi, there is a Mikubal over here, he knows where the donkeys are. So again, what it means is not the Navi, it means he needs somebody that has a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell him where are the donkeys. So again, he's not going to call the police, and he's not trusting himself anymore. He said, let us go home because we can't find the donkeys. And the son is going to say, listen, there's a guy over here, there's a big tzaddik, he can find the donkeys. So what it means again is that they don't trust themselves so much, but they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they trust this Navi, that's called Roel, that he knows what's going on. That's to show that this is the king that we are going to get, someone that doesn't trust himself. Someone that listens to the advice of his servant, that let's ask this Tzaddik, this Navi, where are the donkeys? They appreciate him so much, and they're going to stay, and they're going to ask him the question, and they don't even know him, they just heard that there's somebody over here, just to show you what it means to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is just to show you what Melech HaMashiach is, the king is, not the strength and the power of the king, the power of the king because he trusts the Navi, he trusts Shmuel the Navi. And we can see later in the chapters later that Shmuel is going to appoint Shaul, and Shmuel in the same time is going to tell Shaul he's not going to be the king anymore. Even though he has the power already, and who are you to tell me that I'm not the king? I am the king, I mean I was appointed, I was chosen by you, and you cannot tell me that I'm fired, that I'm not the king anymore. So through the whole book, you're going to see that Shaul and David trusted Hashem very much because both of them were the only ones on the level but to understand what Mashiach or the king is all about. And again, if Am Yisrael would have understood that that's what is the king, this would be a very good idea. But the idea is over here, they don't understand what king is all about. They think a king is a leader. Melech HaMashiach is not a leader. Melech HaMashiach and a king is just to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara said. That's what the Rambam writes in his book, that Mashiach has to build the Tamikdash. If Mashiach is going to come, and Mashiach is just going to be a leader, and give me the name, no matter what Mikdash, we don't need a Mashiach. We need Mashiach in order to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah says. The Torah says if you want to appoint a king, it means when you come to Israel, you want to appoint a king, it means again, the Torah means the king is going to be with Mikdash. That's what the Torah says. That's what I say. Appoint a king in order for him to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we had already Shmuel HaNavi, and nobody is asking Shmuel HaNavi, where is the new Mishkan? He says, Shiloh was destroyed. He says, come to Shmuel. He says, listen, Shmuel, Shiloh was destroyed. We have already the Luchot. The Luchot came back. He says, what is this Bet HaMikdash? Where is the Mishkan? Why don't you try to build the Mishkan? Why don't you try to build the Bet HaMikdash for Kadosh Baruch Hu? We're interested only in the king. He says, where is the Bet HaMikdash? What the king's supposed to do? He says, if you come Shmuel, he says, the 20 years is quiet, there's no fight. What you have to have in mind is Bet HaMikdash. Nobody has it in mind. So Hashem says, Shmuel, they don't want you, they don't want me. They want to know what they want. So how do you know? I says, if they really meant what they want, they should have asked you to build the Mishkan again. Mishkan, Shiloh was destroyed. Let's see if you can have a desire to do something for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it says in the Torah, says, Ari, it's true. He says, if you want to have a king, in order for the king to help you to be better Mikdash, it's okay. But if you want just a king to fight for you, that's wrong, says David. You don't need a king for that. For this, you just need a leader. A king means that he's going to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
How old is Shaul here?
How old? I don't know. It's a machloket how old he was. Some people say he was 50. But he was a king only for 2.5 years.
That's a lot of the idea. Thank you.